أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آج إن شاء الله
رحمن الرحيم. حضور says that إن شاء الله تعالى today with the formal introduction in opening in the afternoon, the Jamaat Jalsa Salana of Jamaat Ahmadiyya UK is going to start. This year's Jalsa Salana, on the completion of 100 years of Khilafat Ahmadiyya, and during this 100 years, the blessings and the mercies of Allah Almighty and the divine helps, in order to express our gratitude on all these things, because of this significance, this has acquired a very special importance this year. The old people, men, women, young and old, every Ahmadi, as a matter of fact, in their heart, they have a special significance of this Jalsa. And because of this importance, this year, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya Britain, the management of that within the country and also outside the country, in other countries, they are expecting more people to attend this, and they have increased the level of their arrangements, and they have tried to improve their arrangements. And I am sure, I hope that apart from very insignificant shortcomings, which are generally a part of such vast arrangements, these shortcomings are always there. But in a general way, the arrangements will be better, inshallah ta'ala, in a general way. Because of long experience, by the grace of Allah, the workers, they have come to know, and they have become quite expert in their duties. And when on top of that the emotions and the feelings and the dedication of Ahmadis are also there, then of course the level of their performance improves. And this year, as I said, that because of the fact that on the completion of Khilafat Ahmadiyya, centenary of that, every worker, men and women, boys, girls, everybody, they have got a special feeling in their hearts. And this special incentive and passion which they have, and this is quite visible in all the places which I have visited where Jalsa Salana took place, whether they were the Jalsa of the old Jamaats in Ghana and Nigeria, or it was in a new Jamaat like Benin, or it was the Jalsa in America or Canada. Regarding the Ahmadis in America, the American Ahmadis, I would like to say something. Why the Ahmadis in other countries, they have the feeling that in that Jalsa there was perhaps not that attendance and excitement in their Jalsa And in many letters which I received, this point is mentioned there. Perhaps the reason for that is that people have thought that the general feeling about America, because of that, our Ahmadis may also have got some influenced by that, because they are born and brought up there, and they have got their education there. Huzur says that even this impression about the general people in America is not right. The majority of the people are very good. And so far as the Ahmadis are concerned, as I have already mentioned, they are in no way lagging behind any other Ahmadi. By the grace of Allah, this is all because of the blessing of getting into the bath of Hadrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam and becoming a part of that. And today we are going to mention about the Jalsa in Britain. And as I said, that by the grace of Allah, because of the temporary arrangements, to arrange on such a large scale, following all the restrictions and the laws of the country, because of the from the point of view of the number, the Germany and Britain, they are almost equal, and so far as number, the Ghana Jamaat exceeded far ahead. I haven't mentioned about Pakistan, because in Pakistan, this so-called justice and freedom, the governments who claim this justice and freedom, for the last 24 years, they are not allowing us to hold our Jalsa there. I don't know why they are so afraid of this peace-loving community. During the days of this Jalsa, Huzur says, I want to make this appeal that you should specially pray for the conditions in Pakistan. One thing is the general condition in the country. You don't know whether these the rulers are, to which direction they are taking the country. And what do they want to do with this country? The mullahs did not get the power this year when the elections took place. So they, because of their nature, they are taking revenge of that from the whole country. And they are trying to create disorder here and there in various places. And they are trying to damage the foundation of the country. The rulers and the politicians, in spite of the fact that they have come to know very well that how the people have rejected those people, they are afraid of these clergy, religious clergy, the mullahs. And instead of crushing their activities with power and force, they are just submitting to that, and they are having a dialogue with these people. Anyway, Huzur says that Allah Almighty have mercy on our country. And secondly, especially remember the Ahmadis in Pakistan, because the Ahmadis are so that they can hold their functions with freedom, and they can enjoy a peaceful life and hold their meetings with the full grandeur and dignity. And this cruel law should be abolished. And Allah Almighty give wisdom to the people at the helm of affairs, those who do not realize this thing, and they do not know what is going to happen to them. And in these days, in particularly, those Ahmadis who have come from Pakistan, they should pray very much for Pakistan and for the Ahmadis in Pakistan. And then I go back to UK once again. Last Friday, I draw the attention of the workers towards their responsibility. This is my way that I always do like that. This does not mean that the workers do not perform their duties in the right way. By the grace of Allah, like any other community, the workers here, the volunteers here, they perform their duties with great passion and dedication. And as I said, that when in such huge arrangements and the long preparation which is required for this, it is not required anywhere else as it is required over here. In Germany, and during the Jalsa in Germany, although it It is almost equal to the number of the Jalsa over here. But a lot of facilities are available to them right in the Jalsa Gah, which are not available here. Last year, Allah Almighty made the volunteers go through a new experience. Because of heavy rain, the arrangements were disrupted. But by the grace of Allah, the volunteers, in a very nice way, in spite of those difficult situations, they performed and they did their duties. To facing these difficulties in their own circle, every department had to do like that. Last year, this was the case. And this year, apparently, the forecast for the weather is good. And may Allah make it that it remains like that. Please go on remembering for that. Remember a prayer for that. And everything is entirely in the hand of Allah. Without His grace and mercy, nothing is possible. Nothing is gained. If He wills, then all these weather forecasts, they become right. And it's all human and Hazur says that, as I said, that the benefit of the experience last year was that the Khuddam, they had a new experience. And Khuddam, those who have been very expert in dry roads, and now they are getting more experience. Somebody said that our God is very helpful in difficult situations, but now we can say our Khuddam are now getting that experience to work in difficult situations. And now if there is a car stuck there, they have got the experience that they can take it out very comfortably. But anyway, I would like to say to those who have come here as guests that the workers here, they work very hard, and inshallah they will do so. But there are certain responsibilities of the guest, which is their duty to perform that. The first thing to remember is that purely the objective of attending this meeting should be purely attending it for the sake of Allah. So therefore you remember this objective always in your mind, and the most important thing in that is the observance and the offering of the prayer. Simply sitting in the Jalsa and listening to some speeches which are of their interest, by that you do not accomplish the purpose of your traveling here. But during these days, you have to bring about such pious change in them that the worships performed during these days and the prayers that we have offered here, that they should become a continuous, permanent part of the lives of the participants. And the prayers should be such which have got utmost devotion in it, utmost passion in it. And all the prayers should be offered on time. Rather, make it a point of duty that all the prayers should be offered in congregation. Here during the Jalsa, the bazaar, the shopping area are generally closed, and during the Jalsa and also during the prayers. So therefore, there is those people old and new, they should not try to go to that shopping area, because sometime without any reason, they try to break the laws. And sometime they cross the limits, and they create inconvenience and difficulty for the workers. And secondly, in the Jalsa Gah, generally, during the Jalsa, generally the arrangement is there for congregational tahajjud prayer. And also in other accommodation, the other people, they should also make it a point. In Islamabad, there is a collective arrangement of accommodation, and also in Baitul Futu, there also the tahajjud and fajr prayer should be offered on regular basis. And then those people who are staying at home, and if there is a center nearby or it is possible to reach there, so then they should go for there for Fajr, and if they go back before Maghrib and Isha, then they should go to the center or the mosque to offer the prayer over there. Those who live in London, those who commute every day, they should follow this instruction, and also they should advise their guests to follow the same principle. And if they are not paying attention to worship and prayers, then they are failing a big purpose, a very important purpose of coming for this jalsa. No speech can benefit you, or you cannot, there is no point of enjoying simply intellectually from a speech if they do not have the keenness of prayers, and they are not really performing it in the way it should be done. It is a jalsa of the Khilafat-e Ahmadiyya Jubilee. And this is the first jalsa being held here in the Khilafat Jubilee year. And as I said, that a majority of the people, they are coming considering this importance of jalsa, and that's why they are attending it. So therefore, as Allah Almighty has mentioned about the Khilafat, and he said that it's going to change the condition of fear into the condition of peace. And then Allah Almighty has mentioned that these people are going to worship me, the worship of Allah Almighty, and not to set up any partner with Allah Almighty. Because of this blessing of Khilafat is upon them, that they are going to get the blessing of Khilafat. And this will draw their attention more and more towards worship. And the beginning of the next verse, Allah Almighty says after the ayat istikhlaf, in the beginning it is mentioned, waqimu salat, that you observe, that the fundamental thing for worship and the first step not to associate partner with Allah Almighty, that is offering of the prayer. And what is this establishment of prayer, the observance of prayer? This is offering the prayer in congregation, offering it in a beautiful way, and offering it on time. And considering every other thing as compared to the prayer as insignificant, and not to give it any importance at all. So during these days, all guests who come here for the jalsa here, they should pay special attention to the prayers. And not only during these days, but as a matter of fact, they should pray especially in these days. They should also try very much that the habit of offering the prayer during these days should become a permanent part of their life, so that you could continue benefiting from this institution of prayer and the blessing of Khilafat which Allah Almighty has given us. And those people who, and individually as well, this thing will give strength and support to everyone, and also collectively as a Jamaat, this will be the means of their consolidation and strength. So therefore, safeguarding your values of the prayer, pay very special attention to this one, because this is the main objective of us. And Allah, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, says that every nation is established until that time when they are paying full attention to the worship of Allah Almighty. The root of faith is salat, is offering of the prayer. So when Allah Almighty has mentioned this, that wa'adallahu allazeena amanu minkum, that Allah Almighty has given those people, the believers, this promise has been given by Allah, the la yastakhlifannahum fil ardh, that He is going to appoint them as a caliph in the earth. So therefore, every Ahmadi, in order to get benefit from this blessing, they should try to get advancement in their faith. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, that the root of faith is salat. So they should hold fast to this root. Rather, they should try to plant these roots into their hearts in such a way that come what may, but nobody is going to damage these roots in their hearts. In no way there should be any damage to these roots. If these roots are damaged, there is going to be any slackness in prayer, then the result of that would be the slackness in your faith. And the slackness, weakness in faith, then your link with the Khilafat will also be weakened. So therefore, during these days when you are here for a special purpose, therefore you have to safeguard your prayers so that according to the promise of Allah Almighty, then the prayers should then become safeguarding you, should be safeguarding you, and they should giving you the strength in your faith and getting the closeness to Allah Almighty. We continue to remain the recipient of this blessing of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty has given to these believers. During the prayer, the ways of the prayer, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the prayer should be offered with utmost humility and devotion. And in that prayer, one should pray for the religion and for the world. And then he says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, that وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, that the believers are those who are safeguarding their prayers and never skip anyone. And the real purpose of human creation is this, that they should understand the real significance of prayer. And this should be remembered, that it is Salat which resolves all the problems and makes everything easy, and they stop all the evils. But Namaz, the Salat, is not that which people offer in a ceremonial way, but that Salat is meant through which the heart of a person is filled with compassion and humility, and he is so much involved in this one that he forgets everything else. And the safeguarding of the Salat is not done in this way, that Allah Almighty is in need of our prayers. Allah Almighty is not in need of our prayers at all. He is Ghani. He is not in need of anything else. Rather, the meaning of this is that, as a matter of fact, human beings are in need of their prayers. And this is a matter of secret. And people should understand that everybody likes something good for oneself. And for that, he seeks blessings from Allah Almighty. And the truth of the matter is that the relationship of a person with God Almighty is actually to get all the blessings from Allah Almighty. And if all the world becomes his enemy and they try to kill him, they cannot do him any harm at all if God Almighty is the friend of that. And if thousands upon thousands people are to be killed for the sake of Allah Almighty, then it should be done. Salat is such thing which beautifies your religion and also your life. Salat is such a thing, Huzur says, that by offering that one, a person is protected from all types of vices and indecencies. But the offering of that prayer is not in the capacity of a human being himself. That is to say that he cannot do it himself, and this cannot be acquired without the help and assistance of God Almighty. And unless and until a person is always busy in prayer, this type of devotion and compassion and sentiments cannot be acquired. So therefore, your whole day and night, as a matter of fact, no part of the time should be devoid of such prayers. So these are the days which Allah Almighty has provided us, that we should be seeking blessings of Allah Almighty. We should try to improve our prayers and beautify them and spend our time in prayer. And then we should be asking for these blessings from Allah Almighty, these bounties from Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty should grant us such prayers which are then eventually going to protect us from all types of vices and bad things. And Allah Almighty enable us to make such prayers during this, that we should be able to absorb the blessings of Allah Almighty, and we should become the recipient of the blessings and the bounties of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty give wisdom to our opponents, and if in our divine knowledge, if this is not their destiny, then Allah Almighty should always make things like this, that we are protected from their harms. And especially during these days, we should pay special attention to the prayer, because this is actually the main purpose of our getting together here. Every Ahmadi who comes for Jalsa, first and foremost, they should consider this objective more than anything else during the days of Jalsa. The second thing which I want to mention is that they should make the salam, the greeting, very popular and spread it among the people. This is one of the important instructions given by Allah Almighty. and also to increase the mutual love and affection, this is a great means. And the guests who come, our guests, they should also remember that although there is heavy responsibility on the host for the guest, but the guest also have some responsibility. And one commandment is there in Surah Ahzab in the Holy Quran, which is with reference to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is a fundamental commandment, and that is for the guest. For the guests, the command is that in a general way, every guest who comes for any purpose and goes to anybody, they should always keep in mind. But particularly when they come for the time of Jalsa Salana, they should remember it very well, that the guest for the Jalsa, they are here for a special purpose. And particularly for those who are staying in the under the arrangement of the Jamaat, they should observe this discipline very much, very. And the thing is that they should not go uninvited anywhere. This was the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one feast when he was invited, when the people more than they were invited, large number of people they accompanied, one person was more than that, and he also just talking along with the people, he also somehow reached the place where the feast was there. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sought permission from the owner of the house that this person has come along with me. So now if you wish, then he can also enter with me. Otherwise, without standing on any formality or feeling ashamed, you simply tell me and I will tell him that he will go back. So this is one thing Huzur says, that the guests who have come from abroad, although they have come for Jalsa, they have come for, the call is made there, and that's why they have been invited, on the invitation they are here. But they should keep this point in mind. But the hospitality period of the Jamaat is for a limited number of days. And some people, they become very stubborn and try to stay on beyond this limit. This is just like such a guest who goes somewhere uninvited. It is something similar to that one. Some people, they have their booking which is beyond this hospitality period, and then they put the excuse, what should they do? And in this period, they also try to seek a job here and there. And if there is some difficulty, then they should spend out of that what they earn here. And they should look after their own expenses. They should not become a burden on the Jamaat. When they are going to stay here for such a long time, then they create so many problems. Last year, it was like that. And when they are asked to vacate a place, then they make a complaint. These people make a complaint. And legally as well, as these people are not permitted. And the visa they have got is a visit visa, which does not allow them to work. So when they work, then it creates problems for the Jamaat as well. It makes situations difficult if the government authorities, they come to know, and they do come to know about some people. So therefore, some few people who do this sort of things, I am addressing these people in particular, that if they have to overstay, then they have to make their own arrangement. Don't become a burden on the Jamaat. And they should not make any complaint against Jamaat. And after the Jalsa, if they stay for a long period, then it will be into the same category, that you go as a guest somewhere and they overstay there and cause inconvenience for the householders. And then another thing they have to remember very well is that those workers, those people, the volunteers who come from various areas, some are highly educated and ordinarily educated people are there. They are who are in different pursuits and professions. All these people, they offer their services to serve the guests of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. With great love and affection, they present themselves. And normally, every volunteer, they are performing their duty and they are ready to perform every duty happily. Many, two, three times I have been inviting their attention on some occasions to specially take care of the guest. But if there is somebody, if there is something there, but the guest should also show some compassion and forbearance. And they should also consider it their own responsibility, and some of the unpleasant things, they can automatically be removed. last year, because of the rain, there was the difficulties and some problems were there because some shortcomings and deficiencies were there. And particularly the workers in the transport department and the guests, there were some unpleasant situations here and there between the guest and the workers. And this time as well, there are some complaints from the guests. They are, for example, stopping cars on the road is prohibited. The government authorities and also has said like this, and it causes inconvenience to the neighbors. So strictly on MTA it is being announced, and the guidance to the Jamaat is also there. But still some people who are coming from Europe, they are they park their cars on the road where they are not allowed, and then use the taxi to come over here. If they have come here to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, then this should not be done. And the workers, they get into a difficult situation, and sometimes they also get offended sometimes. So they should also try to overlook some of these things coming from their guest. So these unpleasant situations in this way will not increase, rather they will be completely nowhere and do not occur at all. And then the second other thing is regarding the food. The ladies and the children and those people who are suffering from diabetes and those who cannot tolerate this without food, so they cannot have a long gap. And if the program goes becomes very long, or because of the traffic, if it takes very long for these people, then those people who are with children and the parent, the patients who have who are in need of having some food. So first of all, I tell to the workers that they should not be too rigid and too strict. And if for these people, if food is required because the shops will be closed, so these workers should make some provision for some food for these guests at that time. And those people with children and those patients, and because of the emergency arrangements of the SELSA, they should keep something edible in their pocket so that they can easily avoid any unpleasant situation. And sometime they may have to wait for the transport, although the arrangement is made much better as last year, and hope that there is no inconvenience, but we cannot simply rule out any possibility of that, especially on the journey back, on their way back, when suddenly lot of people come. Maybe there are some difficulties this year as well. So the administration should also cater for these contingency and some such situations wherever the arrangement of seating arrangement for the guest is there. The Ziafat team should also provide some food there. Some packets of pita bread should be provided there. So on emergency basis, some arrangement should be there for some food over there. And last year there were some complaints about that. But the guest should always remember, the mizma and the host will definitely do their duties, but the guest should also understand the point that we have to follow that example, which was the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the example of which we see during the life of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, how was he looking after the guest? I give you one example. I have taken it out from one from the tradition. How was the guest, the example of being the guest, how he used to behave? Hazrat Sheikh Shaqub Ali Sahib Irfani, he mentions that during the time of the Jang-e-Muqaddas, it was a debate was there between the promised Messiah and the Christians, and Abdullah Atham was there on behalf of the Christians. So he traveled for this purpose, and at that point he was like a host. And during that occasion, lot of guests came, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the workers, they forgot to provide the food to him on time, or the necessary food is there. And he says that I had asked my wife to take care of this thing, but because of so many other things to do, she forgot that. Until it was quite late in night. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, after long waiting, he asked about the food, and then everybody got worried. The shops were closed and the food was not available in the market. And it was mentioned to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said that, why are you getting worried? Just see in that on the table in the dastarkhan, in the sheet spread on the table, there are some pieces of food, pieces of bread. He said, just collect them. That is good enough for me. He had it, and that was. Huzur says that this incident may be considered a small one, but you can see how simple he was and how noble he was. And this point is so beautifully highlighted. The arrangement could have been made for him, and everybody would have been happy, even if they had to stay for the whole night and prepare the food, fresh food for him. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not like that anybody should be bothered in the middle of the night, and nor he bothered about this point that food has not been made available for him, and he did not reprimanded everybody for this negligence, and nor he became very angry, and rather he became very, he was quite all right, and he was quite happy about that. So if because of any forgetfulness, at any time there is any shortcoming in the hospitality, the guests should not be unhappy and offended by that. And they should always remember what is the purpose of their coming over here. Hundreds of miles or thousands of miles they have covered. If after that they do not really observe that purpose for which they have come, and if they do not pay attention to the improvement of their morals and their character, then they are not fulfilling the objective of their coming over here. When I was in Africa last time, I mentioned it, that there were some people from Benin. They came from there, long distance, and because of some reasons, they couldn't get the food. And when they were asked and they were apologized, and the arrangement was made for these people, and they said that there is no need to apologize. The purpose for which we have come, that we have achieved. And we have been able to participate in the Jalsa attended by the Khalifa of the time. That was our purpose. So these are the people in Africa, and these are the people who are the newcomers. But actually these people are advancing forward in their faith and in their morals. So these complaints on these petty issues, sometimes it comes from ladies in most of the cases. So all the guests, they if there is, if they have the guests have the host have the responsibility, similarly the guests also have the responsibility. And they should take care of that. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has finished the rite of the guest after 3 days. It is a favor on the part of the host after that if he continues to look after the hospitality. And if a person comes for Jalsa Salana as a guest, his purpose is not that he should be, he should be given this hospitality in that sense. And if they know these things in advance, that if a person is there who is looking after the rights of others, then he would be further improving his own character by making it more beautiful. And by extra prayers, he would be getting more share of this one, and he would be able to get more and more blessings from Allah Almighty. So during these days, put great emphasis on your prayers, on the nawafil as well, optional prayer. And during the atmosphere of the Jalsa, they should try to spread the habit of saying salam to one another, and the mutual love and affection should be spread and adhered to. And so that you should be the recipient of those prayers which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has done for the participants of the Jalsa Salana. And those people who would really desire for it and they will work for it, they would always be, these prayers will also be the source of blessing for all these people forever. Allah Almighty has given the guarantee of the progress of the community. This guarantee was given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the prayers that he has made for his community, that guarantee is also given by Allah Almighty that those prayers are going to be accepted. And behind those prayers are also working. Rather, these are the prayers which are working behind it, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did for the members of his ummah, those who are going to join the community of this great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order to become recipient of these blessings of these prayers, this depends on our actions. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. For the administration, I would like to say a few things, that everybody should be very vigilant in his own atmosphere. All these people, they should be very vigilant this year in particular, because large number of people are coming. If there is any stranger or any suspicious person you spot there, that should be immediately reported to the administration. Within Jalsaga, when you sit there, then you look around right and left, and if somebody leaves behind something, that immediately that point person should be pointed out who is leaving behind something, a package or an envelope, then they should take care of that, and then the administration should also be notified about that. The security people, they should also keep an eye on it, and particularly in the Jalsaga of the ladies, they have to be particularly vigilant about this aspect in their marquee, and they have to keep an open eye. No lady in the Jalsaga should not be sitting covering his face. If there is some lady like that, then the security people should take care of that, and they should immediately take a note of that. And they should see the face to make sure, and also take care of cleanliness. The program which is printed here, the instructions which have been given there, all these things are mentioned in that. Read them very carefully. Generally, people tend to ignore these instructions. Whenever we go on the aeroplanes, those people who travel very frequently, the announcements which are made regarding the emergency, what they have to do, most of the people, they take it as a formality, they ignore it. That should be listened very carefully. In every journey, I always see it carefully. Always there is something new there. And I also read the card later on. So some passengers may not like to listen to this one, that because of some suspicion, they may not feeling unwell. So instead of getting into any suspicion, they should listen to those instructions. It is for their benefit, and also they should be praying for themselves and for other people, co-passengers. And the time is good for such prayers. Recently, some members of our family who went to for holiday in America, and there are some rocks in the rivers as well. So they give the instructions for the and some people told me that when the instructions were being given, we just did not pay any attention to this one, and we just listened to it half-heartedly. And it so happened that there was one accident, and the boat capsized. Alhamdulillah, they were all saved. But those people who listened carefully, they acted upon that one. So these instructions are for your benefit. And for every occasion, the instructions which are given, they are appropriate to that occasion, so that you can benefit from that, and these should not be ignored. So when we come to Jalsa, there are some instructions are given. So they say that for the last 24 years or 100 years, we have been listening to this. What difference does it make? So the difference is there, that then you get into the habit of not paying the attention, and then you suffer as a result of that. So these instructions, when they are given, wherever they are given, they should also be paid attention, and they should be followed. So the instructions about Jalsa, which are given in the program, they should be taken very, very carefully, and especially for the transport and cleanliness, and spreading the salam, habit of salam, and observing the prayer on time in congregation. Allah Almighty may keep all the people who are attending this Jalsa in His protection. And in every respect, may Allah make it very full of blessing for all the people attending this Jalsa, and enable you to offer special prayers. And fully cooperate with the administration. Allah Almighty enable all the people to do like that. Ameen.
إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.